Unit 3. Omission of Subjects. Japanese speakers often rely on the listener's ability to understand their real intention from what appears to be subtle and evasive verbal and nonverbal signals. Being able to leave some things unsaid so that the other can read between the lines is an important skill in Japanese communication. A person who explains things in great detail is considered legalistic and is often frowned upon. The frequent omission of subjects is one example of this ambiguous and seemingly incomplete form of Japanese communication. This style of speech may frustrate foreign learners of Japanese at first, but after a while it will become natural. The Japanese language has several words for you. The one to use depends upon the speaker's relationship with the person being spoken to. Among these are the common
あなた,
which was introduced in this unit, the informal
あんた,
the formal
君,
often used by a superior to address his or her junior, and
お前,
used only by male speakers. However, you will often hear people address one another without using any of these, simply leaving you to be understood.
どうも, どうも,
is used to emphasize your politeness, as in
どうもありがとうございます.
It is used for a variety of purposes, to indicate indeed and very much, as in this unit, to show the speaker's suspicious feeling, as in
どうもおかしい.
I have a doubt about it, or to mean by any means. Japanese speakers are very fond of using
どうも
in many contexts. Although in formal, correct speech,
どうも
should be followed by a word that it modifies, Japanese speakers often use it alone. You will often hear them say
どうも、どうも
when they greet each other.